Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another day at License to Chill.
Another Tuesday.
This startup went really smooth. Everything's working properly right now.
We hope.
I don't want to jinx it.
Hopefully you can hear us. Hopefully you'll be able to hear our music. Fingers crossed everything works, but so far so good.
Good vibes.
All right, the real test, Mrs. George. Mrs. George, can you hear us?
Let's see if my mom lets us know. It's okay, we'll keep going. I finished my last test of the week at 4. And, like, it's been going amazing since 4. Wow, we put together our show, it was good. Did a spin class.
It's really good. Guys, the show today, I'm not going to tell you what it is just yet. I think we tell them at the end. I think we play every song. We'll say the name of every song, and we'll see if they can guess the theme. Because you're right, today's show has a theme.
It has a theme. And you, like, will probably be able to guess the theme. Like, it's not like a hidden theme.
I hope you can guess it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I think it's pretty obvious and pretty awesome also.
Yeah, it was really fun making it. We didn't even, like... Can we just tell them? No, we can't tell them.
We didn't try to make the theme. It kind of just happened.
Like, we had these two songs from last week, and they fit the theme. And then we were putting shows together, and we're like, oh, what?
Look at all these songs that fit this theme.
And it was, like, such a good time. They all sound so good.
Yeah, so today, theme show, some really rocking songs.
Really rocking songs.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. I have to input the name of the songs while we're talking.
All right, I'll stall while she puts in the first song, and then we'll set you guys loose. So I just came
Talk about where you just were. I just came
from Phone-a-thon.
What is that?
We call a bunch of alumni asking for money for the crew team.
Awful.
It gives me horrible anxiety because I don't like talking to people on the phone.
But it's good practice.
It is. I feel like especially strangers. Like, I'm fine talking to, like, normal people on the phone. I'm just calling, like, Dr., like... Nick Doofenshmirtz for the class of 86, and it's like, hi, would you like to make a donation to the Lafayette crew team? Like, I'm just asking strangers for money over the phone. I was there for half an hour. Uh-huh. I called maybe like a dozen numbers. I only had one person pick up that I actually had to talk to.
Oh, really?
Everyone else just sent me a voicemail. If they pick up, you have to say, hi, my name's so-and-so, I'm calling on behalf of the Lafayette crew team, is so-and-so available? And then he was like, no. Good night. And I was like, okay.
Fine. So you didn't even really talk to someone.
No, you just said so-and-so was not available. Good night. That's
and
all
that
I got.
And that was definitely so-and-so.
It probably was so-and-so, but it's okay. I mean, I understand. Nobody likes getting those.
Yeah, no, like, totally. Calls, like, I would not.
I feel a little hurt. Like, there's people whose entire job is that.
Yeah, that's...
You know, they just call people. Like, that sounds really brutal.
Maybe you kind of, like, I don't know, something's... Okay, so, like, maybe you make it... something good about it. Like, 2 years ago, I worked at this law office, and, like, I was, like, worked at the desk, so I would write down, like, the minutes and, like, keep track of things in the calendar, and then I'd also answer the phones. Like, all the, like, clients would call me and be like, when is the lawyer getting here? Like, he's running late. And I was like, okay, like, I can't really do anything, but I'll sit here while you yell at me. But, like, I got, like, really good at talking on the phone, and now I'm, like, totally fine.
Cool. That's a good talent to
have,
honestly.
It's, like, a hidden talent that I'm really, really proud of. Yeah. I don't mean to brag.
No, that's a good flex. You should, yeah. All right, let's get into it.
I think we should play. I'm so excited.
Let's do it.
Okay, so here's our first song. Let's
get
it set up.
Have fun, folks.
Have fun. Enjoy. Okay.
Don't forget to turn the computer on.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, here we go.
Change you don't have to hold me anymore. Arcade.
Hey guys, we're back. So that song, well, the first song you heard was called The Gold. It's a Nick Waterhouse remix. It's by Nick Waterhouse and the Manchester Orchestra. I don't know. Like, I feel like that song, the original song, is pretty popular.
It is, yeah.
This remix is actually really cool.
I think they're both really good. The original by Manchester Orchestra, much more of like a rock type vibe. And then this Nick Waterhouse remix, kind of like a reggae beat a little bit.
Well, this one, the original's like kind of like moody.
Yeah, it's very emotional. Intense. Like intense guitar, drum stuff. This one's a little more chill. But shout out to my friend Fiona Bennett for this song.
Shout out.
It was like really good. Like she was just, we were sitting in Three Birds Cafe and she was like, oh my gosh, I'm just listening to this song. It's really good. So I listened to it and I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, this is really good. And now here it is on the radio. So thank you, Fiona.
Thanks, Fiona. Yeah, I don't know if anyone's sensed our theme yet, but
no, maybe, no hints, no, no hints. We're gonna roll with it. We'll tell them at the end.
Yeah, okay. Oh, and then that second song was called Gold by The Shelters. That second one was my pick. I think it came on, I've been listening to TV on the radio on Spotify, like it's a radio on Spotify, and it's so good. I just love TV on the Radio. They're like probably my favorite band right now, and I think this came on and it was kind of surprised. I was like, whoa, like who are these people? That reminds me, I want to listen to The Shelters more and see how they are. But yeah, I think it was a good batch. I think I accidentally hit something when I was making the playlist, and it like reorganized my the order of the playlist. And this one was The Gold by Nick Waterhouse remix was first, and I was like, oh, what? But it was so good.
Yeah, off to a strong start.
Wow.
Can we keep playing?
Oh yeah.
I want to make sure we get through all. We have 10 songs.
Sometimes we don't get through. Oh, this next one is so good. Well, they're all good.
They're all good. All right, next batch. Here you go. Enjoy.
This even fall, light shining over, she's colder than she would show. I guess I'll just take the pill and fall into the meadow. This isn't who I am, I'm a soldier with a medal. All my gold turned to glass, and now I'm breathing fast. I need someone. These hard times pass. All my gold turned to glass, and now I'm breathing fast. I need someone to help these hard times pass. Find someone to help these hard times pass. So let me put my costume on. Gone a million miles with the same crooked smile, and I always give you all you need. But I can see that you're dancing with the devil. So hope you bought your shovel. You won't get what you need if you're not down on the level. And it's okay, just a little mischief. Hotel rooms were made for this. I got you open like a butterfly inside. You made my soul cry all day, all night, for my lifetime. But just a little mischief. Someone, I'm someone, I'm someone. Find someone to help your hard times pass. Find someone to help your hard times
Hey guys, we're back. So that was Gold to Glass by the Revivalists and Golden Scans by Klaxons. That first one was Elle's pick. It's so good.
That song is phenomenal. I don't know what about it, but it's so good. Gold to Glass by the Revivalists. There's another Revivalist song that I want to play. We haven't gotten the chance yet. But my brother... Shout out to Chris. he gave me that song by the Revivalists, and then so Spotify's like, hey, like, you've been listening to the Revivalists, like, try this one. And it was this song, and I was like, wow, this is really, really good.
Like, I was listening to it, I saw you when I was listening to it, I walked into Upper listening to it, and I just, like, felt so cool. I was like, oh yeah.
Everyone knows their song, Wish I Knew You When I Was Young. Yeah. Like that one. That's the one that everybody knows. Like, it's on the radio all the time. Yes. But they have a lot of good songs.
I like that song too.
That was really good. Mm-hmm. All right, what about your pick? I really like your pick too.
Oh, thank you. So that was Golden Scans by Klaxons. I feel like I've heard it a lot. Like, it's come up in some playlist. And then we were just looking around to continue our theme. And I was like, oh, what about this song? And it was pretty cool. We decided that it was a nice mix of my, like, more kind of beat type of music and Elizabeth's, like, chill music. The guy who sings, he reminds me of, is it John Mayer, sort of? Like, no.
I didn't get John Mayer.
What's the guy who sings that song that's, like, the whole, like, the world. It's like the whole world.
Waiting on the world to change?
Yeah.
That's John Mayer. I didn't get vibes of John Mayer.
Like,
in
the beginning, he kind of had that, like, like that, like, chill, like, man voice. I don't know. Maybe
the
it was
chill man voice.
Chill man voice.
You just described 99% of License
no,
to Chill.
No, it's the chill man voice.
Okay. Okay.
but, yeah. Yeah.
All right. If you've guessed the theme already, good for you. I feel like you have a solid, like, you have enough to go on now to get the theme.
Yeah. Call in?
We probably won't answer, but you can try. Or, like, Aunt Donna, if you're listening tomorrow, text me how soon you get the theme. Okay? I want to know how soon you pick it up.
How soon you get
the All right, let's get the next song going.
Yeah, we want to
chat
everything.
A little bit.
Oh, yes.
Into
yes,
the
yes,
song.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I'm not going to tell you why, but yeah, let's do it. If you turn it down, like, fade in, will sound really cool. And maybe this will work. I don't know. We're trying to be, like, fancy. All right, we should be
that's
good.
That's the only reason why we're doing this.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it. We should be good to go.
Damn, so fancy.
Look at us. Thought that you could always be an animal. Pulling from an apple core, nothing better, more phased out. Driving with the brakes out, slipping through the deep end, you're waking up on the shore, no doubt. Slipping out with the wrong crowd. Now we shout. It's easy living in a glass house. No more down, no more out. But we can never go back then. But we can never go back then. To the golden days. To the golden days. Look into a fishbowl, back into the deep blue, like you're on a blurred out video. Always got the best view, leaning out the window, falling back into your stereo. Listening to Crossroads, talking in our own clothes, feeling like the kings of the carnival. Shook it up and tossed it, caught it, then we lost it. We were missing fundamental particles. Now we twist, now we shout. It's easy living in a glass house. No more down, no more.
Hey guys, so that was Golden Days by Doc Robinson and Gold Past Life by the Fruit Bats. Golden Days, that was your pick.
That was my pick. Just a little tidbit from the Discover Weekly playlist. But it was a little sad.
Yeah,
a
little bit. Like,
looking back on the Golden Days, like, I don't know, a little sentimental.
Like, at first, it came on, and I was like, oh, like, a nice jazzy song, which it was.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, he said something like, they're in the past, like, I don't know, like, never gonna happen again.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, but you have the memory, which is nice.
Yeah, just gotta have happy thoughts of, like, the good old days. But, I don't know, it was a good song.
It was definitely a good song. I liked it. The song is called Golden Days, like Daze, but it's like golden. Does it mean, is it like a play on words in that he means like Days, but then it's also like a days of golden?
I think so. I think it's a little pun.
Okay, I like that it's both.
Yeah.
I like that pun. The second one was Gold Past Life by Fruit Bats, which is a favorite. Fruit Bats is a favorite here.
But we haven't played a lot of Fruit Bats. We played the Humbug Mountain song, and then the
one Bite Your Tongue.
Yeah,
all you get is a mouthful of blood.
Dun, dun, dun. You made it sound so ominous.
It's a better song. It's a good song.
Better than Hannah's vocals.
But you want me to belt it out?
I think we should spare them the.
Ah,
spare them never the pain.
Know. They'll never know the beauty. But. Yeah, that was a pretty good song, actually.
Yeah, I like that one.
I guess some of the Fruit Bats songs are different.
They're out there.
They're definitely out there. We, like, stumbled upon this one, and I was like, let's play it. And we're like, oh, this is really good.
Yeah. Their music videos are, like,
oh, yeah, totally nuts. I still have to listen to that.
The Humbug Mountain song music video.
I still have to listen to that.
I think they were, it's like, I don't know, they were out there when they made that one. I don't know what they were doing, but...
But, yeah.
A little crazy.
Oh, also, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure you guys knew what was going on.
Know where you are.
Know where you are.
Tuesday, 7 to 8, the only place to be.
Yeah. Really. Yeah.
All right, let's.
You wanna move on?
I do.
I wanna
play another round.
I just wanna shout out the weather for being. Well, today was rainy, but like
today was trash.
No, but it was warm.
But it still rained.
Okay, yesterday.
Gorgeous.
The day before that.
Gorgeous.
Actually, I was studying all day, so I wouldn't really.
Also,
know.
Also, Saturday. But, gorgeous.
But like, yeah.
Global warming.
Gorgeous. Sorry, no, I'm joking.
It's not gorgeous, but I really can't complain right now.
Yeah, I'm in this environmental economics class, the best class ever. Oh, it's so good. We're just talking about how uncertain global warming is.
It's a problem.
But, like, they don't know. Like, it's just completely uncertain.
Completely, yeah.
Which is, like, so, like, weird. Mm-hmm. Also, I learned, we did this, I know you really want to play the next song. Okay, I'll stop talking about my, okay, well, I learned about coal ash, which is a byproduct of producing coal, and it's apparently super dangerous, and I've never heard of it before.
Dun dun dun.
Here's on the next song.
That cliffhanger.
Okay, here we go.
Wrong one.
No, this is the right one.
No, we started the next one. One up. We have four more.
Yeah, we're playing these. Remember?
Oh.
I got it.
Hannah knows what's up.
Yeah. Okay, here
I'm
we go.
I'm just trying to go. Okay. Oh, my body.
Hey guys, so that was Golden Age by TV on the Radio and Golden Age by the Electric Sons. The first one, Golden Age by TV on the Radio, was like, that was my pick. I mean, I have heard that song a bunch. TV on the Radio, my favorite band right now. They're so good. Like, you like feel their music. Like,
they're such a you band. Like, they pretty much, I would take that as a compliment. Music, like, your music taste.
Some of their stuff is like too much like electric beats, but like, it's just so good. Like, you just like I don't know, it's so good. So good.
I enjoyed it. Golden Age by the Electric Sons was my pick.
That was also a you song.
It's a very me song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just another gem from the Discover Weekly.
Another gem.
Discover Weekly is where it's at.
Yeah, it actually is. You got me into the Discover Weekly.
They really know how on earth this computer system works, but they really know.
Like, they know what you like. Like, I guess they like take into account like things you skip, and they know like things you look at.
Yeah, it blows my mind that they can do that. You know,
they just put a bunch of things together. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Also, it kind of makes me sad. Like, they're these like the Electric Sons. Never heard of them before. Yeah. Never heard their music. Like, just random band that has their stuff on Spotify. Bands. Music that's better than a lot of the stuff I hear on a daily basis.
Oh my god! Like, on the radio.
Like, why does pop culture decide that like rap music is what's people like what people are listening to right now?
I don't understand. Like, I will acknowledge that like the pop and like, well, no, I will acknowledge rap music, but I will not listen to it. But like, I feel like pop music is just like, I don't know. Like, it's, I guess it's nice when I'm in the car, but sometimes it's like, this isn't, like, there's such good music out there, like you were saying.
I would consider that song we just played to be pop music.
Yeah, but it's not like pop music like you'd hear on the radio.
But why don't we hear it on the radio?
But like, it has that like poppy type of vibe.
Like, that sounds like anything that like Maroon 5 might write, or like, I don't know, some any generic pop band. But like, who decides that Maroon 5 is going to be the band we listen to?
Yeah, that's
to on
a
radio?
Really good point.
Or like, why is Cardi B so much popular than Doc Robinson? Like,
Doc Robinson. What a person.
Dude. One of our artists today, if you were paying close attention.
Golden Days.
I don't know. Pop culture is a weird thing, isn't
it?
Yeah,
that is kind of interesting, actually. That's like, there was a concert on Friday that we went to, like,
oh my god, yeah, you
I totally forgot about that until you're talking about like random musicians. We went, it was like a really good time.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily my taste in music, but just the whole vibe in
the
general.
The vibe was cool, like live music.
Yeah, they hosted it at the Zeta Psi fraternity house.
Mm-hmm, and which was nice.
It was part of like AFI's health, like heart health, like
it was
week.
Like,
we were raising money for something.
Zeta Psi, LIMS, and WGRH.
Yeah, just raising money for, I think, like the Heart Health Association or something. It was like just $3 to get in, and they had four bands. And
yeah, it was pretty cool.
Played music for, I didn't stay the whole time, but I enjoyed what I listened to. Like, it was really.
The first band?
Not my style at all.
Like, I thought that they were good, like, a little bit, and then they just, like, kept going, and it was, like, a little too much.
Like my dad would have loved
it. Like,
it
wasn't a good opener.
No.
I think they should have had the Womansplaining opening.
Yeah, the Womansplainers, a band on campus.
Shout out.
It's student musicians.
Yeah, shout out Quentin.
They just played covers, but it was phenomenal.
Yeah, they played covers, but it was really fun.
Yeah, they had a great time.
That's, like, not that the other bands were good, really good, but this was, like, a good, like, college vibe. Like, everyone was singing along.
Yeah, they played, like, Lizzo, and everybody, you know, gets hyped when Lizzo played.
Yeah. Wait, oh my god.
Stacey's Mom.
What's that Outkast song? Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture.
Oh, I don't know.
That song is so... Oh, Hey Ya. Great song. I love it. But that was so much fun.
It was.
Yeah, and Phone Boy. Shout out to Phone Boy.
What was the fourth band? I didn't stay for them.
It was called The Flax, but I didn't see them.
Yeah.
They might be a student band. I'm not sure. Huh. Shout out. But, yeah.
That was really good fun. Yeah.
It was a really good time.
All right, we got one more batch for you. We timed this perfectly, and then we'll be able to chat before we send you off.
Awesome. Okay. So here we go.
Keep thinking about that theme.
In case you haven't already figured it out.
See me in the back, the sky like
Hey guys. Oop. So we're back. That was Get Me Golden by Terraplane Sun and Golden Touch, the full length, by Razor Light. The Terraplane Sun was Elle's pick.
Another gem from the Discover Weekly playlist. Wow,
Discover Weekly.
I can't, like, basically at this point now, unless people send me suggestions, all of my new music comes from the Discover Weekly song, like, playlist.
Which isn't bad.
Yeah, or it might be from, like you listen to the Revivalist, like, listen to this radio based on, like, this artist.
Yes, that
you
I do
like.
That
just,
a lot.
Yeah, stuff like that.
I'm like, oh, I like them, and then I'll listen to their radio.
So, like, Spotify suggestions.
Spotify, what but, a man.
Yeah, good song.
Yeah, the second one was Golden Touch by Razor Light. That song, I feel like I'm surprised we haven't already played it. I feel like I've heard it, maybe it's something my dad plays on Friday Night Tunes, but, like, it's, I feel like I've heard it so many times, and it's so good. It's so, like, it's kind of happy.
It was a good ending.
It was a good ending, yeah. So, theme.
Dun, dun, dun. If you didn't guess it, the theme was golden.
Yes, it was our golden show, number 26. It kind of started last week. We wanted to play these two songs, and they both, it was Gold and The Gold. And we were, like, ready to play them, but then we're like, no, we'll save them for next week because we didn't have time. And then we just found all these amazing songs with Gold in the title because, like, I guess Gold is, like, happy song.
Yeah, who knew? But also, we finessed the timing. It's 7:59 right now, so
I guess we have to go.
So, in case you guys forgot, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
And we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. I hope we had a good time. We definitely had a good time.
That was an absolute blast. Putting it together was so much fun. And also, they were all really good songs. So
awesome. Okay.
Good time. All
good
right.
Good times.
Peace out, folks.
Peace out, folks. Hope you hear us next week. Bye. Okay, that was weird. Bye.